Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service.
And so the energy has arrived for us to do what we have waited almost 3 years to do. But before we start this journey of esoteric explanation, I have the admonition for my partner to go slow, to ignore the distractions in your mind, and get this right. And then the instructions for you. Oh, dear listener, there would be those along the way in this journey tonight that would say, where is the practicalness in what Kryon gives us this day? What does it mean to me? And this is where we differ, dear human being. For what is esoteric to you is the practical for us. And that's the bridge we wish to build. To give you information this night, which seems to be, to some, off the wall. I guarantee for some of you, we'll step on your toes. We may even talk about things that have been a bit taboo in the past, in order to paint the whole picture in a beautiful way. So we would say to you who are here, for the learning and for the energy, can you put aside the perceptions of what you think is your reality? Can you put aside the perceptions of what you were taught may be true in order to listen to divine truth? Do you have that ability? Will you go that route with us? And if you will, then you will accept the whole story. It's about DNA, as we said it would be. And for the last few days, I have filled my partner's heads with numbers. That's what it feels to him. He can't explain what he's getting or why he's getting it. He's split in two, sometimes in three, wondering what it all means. If I had given him prior advance information of what I would say tonight, he might not say it, for it is not his way. But there will be frank talk tonight, because it's the rest of the story, and you need to hear it, and you need to know these things. And the shift is upon you. What will seem esoteric this night, I promise you, will ring true when you hear it. We speak about DNA. My partner has given you 10 of the layers through channeling in these last 2.5 years. Each one of these layers has been a name of God pronounced in Hebrew. We're not going to give you the Hebrew yet again as a review, and there's a good reason why. We have learned that my partner mangles it. It's a beautiful language, you know, but not when he says it. But we'll tell you about each layer. There are two layers that even have Lemurian names, and we'll give that to you yet again. A review.
The numbers of the layers are given for you as an example, numerologically, so that they will make sense in an energy system that you know about. They are not truly numbered layers. They can't be. We've given you the information so many times. Even the last time we were here, we said it's like bath water. You cannot look into the bath water and say, well, there's the hot part and there's the cold part and there's the soapy part. You cannot say that it's all bath water. And when you get into it, you enjoy it as an experience. Your body does not say, oh my goodness, there's the hot part, the cold part, the soapy part. It just enjoys it. And the DNA is like this because it is an interdimensional energy. It just is. And you cannot segment it. And you can't number it. And yet we do both. So think of it, if you wish, as the DNA kitchen. You have the ingredients that I'm going to give you prior to their assembly. But once they're assembled, which they are in your case, you can't number them and you can't count them. And so as you hear these explanations, indeed we will compartmentalize yet again what they do. And yet we tell you, they don't look that way to us. Think of them as the ingredients, if you wish. For not one of them stands alone. It cannot. The complexity, even in the way we present it, is that they work often together, one with another, to make still another number. There is reasoning and numerological logic behind the order we give you from 1 to 12. You will see as we do it yet again and as we paint the entire picture of the esoteric interdimensional DNA that you carry, that it goes from the 3D to the multiple D. It goes from the biological layer to the God layer. And that's the way we have chosen to organize it. But that's not the way it is. If you would like to see how it truly is and you had a perspective, it's in a circle. And the various layered numbers, they take turns in the circle depending upon what is the most important at that moment. It's not even in 3D. Even in your best perception of a balloon with the various layers around it and one in the circle, that is still not accurate. It is the best you can do. If I could tell you, it's layers within layers. And that is the truth. Overlapping, going through, modifying each other in a way that is so complex to your mind. And so what we do is break it down. 1 through 12. There are 12 interdimensional layers of DNA. Even number 1 is interdimensional. And I can prove it. Number 1 is the biological layer. And you have named it as the human genome. Your science knows there are 3 billion parts to this. It also knows that a fraction of these parts are a code which is readable as proteins which create genes. And you may have less than 5% of those that create what we would call the tree of life. This is what you can see under the microscope. But there is more. When you go and look at the parts of the DNA layer you can see, over 90% makes no sense. These are pointers to the other 11.
And they don't make sense because they're not in 3D. The rest of the DNA seems like a scrambled language that is randomly put there. Some have even called it junk. It is not. There is no randomness in it, but it may appear that way to the 3D mind. Even in layer one, the tree of life, 90% of it is interdimensional. And the rest of it has to do with chemistry. Hard, logical chemistry. Number one, the tree of life. We told you that before. Look at the numerology in all of these as we bring them to you. Slowly, my partner. It's very straightforward. Even with 3 billion parts, it's your biology. And it's the only provable part you've got. Everything else we're going to tell you is invisible. And you may say, well, you can say just about anything you want crying about those invisible parts. Oh, yes, we could. But we're going to give you the truth. Do you have trouble with invisible things? Do you? Do you know about love? Prove it. Do you know about the emotional body? Prove it. Do you believe in the cosmic lattice? Do you believe in energy fields? Do you believe that in the cosmos there is a tune being played of creation which is intelligent? Do you? The scientists do, but they can't prove it. And so what I give you that follows is esoteric, unprovable, and very real. We told you that layer two was about your life lesson. Your life lesson. Well, this is still in a biological trio. For we'll tell you right now, the first three layers we will call the grounding layers. They deal with biology. Life lesson dealing with biology? Oh, yeah. For it affects you emotionally, doesn't it? It affects the chemistry. It surges through your veins. It talks to number one, you know. If you take a look at number one and number two, let's start doing some arithmetic. One plus two is three. Three, numerologically, is a catalyst. You have a life lesson, which is then combined with number one, the tree of life. What is your life lesson? How does it affect you? Does it have to do with joy? Does it have to do with disease? It could, you know. That's what happens when you're out of balance with a life lesson. It's all related. Very profound it is. Now, your life lesson is part of a profound relationship with what you have called the Akashic Record. We will call it the divine blueprint. Life lesson, divine blueprint. It comes in on purpose with you, unique, this lifetime. This is layer two. It speaks to another layer and talks with another layer all of the time. It talks to layer eight. Now, layer eight, which we will get to, is the actual Akashic Record of the human being. But it is the relationship to the Akashic Record. It isn't the Akashic Record number two. It's the relationship to it. Life lesson, divine blueprint, that's who you used to be. What does it mean to you now? It's complex, you know. There are many who will walk through life and they will say, I'm just unlucky. Everything I try fails. They have no idea about their life lesson. They've never looked. They don't care. They just walk around in a victim state. Woe is me, they say. Never understanding that if they knew how to activate and work some of these layers that belonged to them, they could correct their lives. When you learn what number 8 is combined with, you will see you have a grounding layer, which is number 2, talking to an interdimensional Lemurian layer, which is number 8. And the two of them, 8 and 2, create a 10, which numerologically is a 1, which means new beginnings. That's what happens when 2 and 8 get together. That's number 2. Number 3 has been misunderstood. We called it the ascension layer, but it's biological. Already, even in the first grouping of the grounding layers that are all biologically oriented, we have the word ascension. That ought to tell you something, human being, about who you are. It's biological because it is anchored in one of the organs. It's the pineal. Ascension and pineal? Oh, yeah. Do you mean, Cryon, that there are biological pieces and parts of this body which are designed to do things like ascension? Oh, yes. What if I told you your entire biological system was about ascension? And then the human being walks away and says, woe is me. Oh, there are so many walking this planet, more than not, who don't know about the engine inside. They just hope it works. They really don't know about it at all. They don't want to know. They don't think that maybe, just maybe, there was mastery in their veins, you know. No. In ignorance, they know nothing about it. Could it be that there was designed intelligence within the DNA in every single cell, waiting for a consciousness to ask, tell me what it is I need to know? Layers 1, 2, 3 are the grounding layers. Layers 4 and 5, we told you, had to be presented together. It's that important. You're going to start to see a pattern here. Layers 4 and 5 are what we would call your angel name. Who are you really? That has to be there. Oh, dear human being, you carry around an interdimensional Akash. Did you know that? Oh, this is as esoteric as it gets us. Let me tell you, family member, this life you call human is so temporary, so fleeting. You are eternal like I am. In both directions, future and past, it comes back in a circle. We are interdimensional. You've been, always have, always will. Your angelicness has a color, an interdimensional color, an energy that has a beautiful name to it that we sing in light. It takes 2 layers, fused together inseparably, 4 and 5, to talk about it, describe it. It's that important. Even the God layer doesn't require 2. That's who you are. And the interdimensional Akash, I'll tell you what that is. Let me tell you, and you may not understand this. Some of you may not even like it, but I'll just blurt it out. How many Earths have you been on? How many times have you done this? Oh, not here. In other universes. And the answer is plenty.
Because that's what you do. You want to know your specialty? I'm looking at it.
You come to places and take biological forms, and your angelicness is a mystery. You go into duality and you live life after life after life to develop the vibration naturally of a system. And you may call it Earth or something else.
Names that the angelic name knows. There are those in here. Oh, Lemurians are laughing. You think they're old? Think of a time before Earth when you did this. Think of the other dimensions where you did this. This is what you do, old soul. You may not like that.
To the human, it says, when Kryon speaks of that, I just feel tired.
Oh, celebrate your fatigue. There is no fatigue on the other side of the veil. That's such a human trait indeed. The biology would take you there, would it not, down that road? That's where you would think you'd be, tired. Oh, you're not. Oh, you're not. I'll give you information. This is not the first shift you've been through. What about that one? I'm not talking about the Lemurian shift. I'm talking about the one on the earth before this one, where you brought a peaceful planet to fruition. You know what it feels like in your soul. You know what it feels like in your veins, and your DNA rings with the tune of a perfect lattice. You've done it before.
And that's why some of you know that with your light work there is hope, and more than hope. You've done it before.
And that is why you're so convinced that you can do it this time, too. Not all of you. Oh, but the ones that are tuned in know. The secret practice. She was right, you know.
4 and 5 together are your angelic essence, the name of the interdimensional Akashic entity that's forever.
How does it feel to be forever? And you'll say, tired. Do you understand why we face you and we say over and over again, and we've said, as tired as you are, as fed up as you are in your quietest moments,
we've heard you mutter under your breath when you thought nobody was listening. We've heard it.
Oh, if I have to go through this, I'm never coming back.
Yes, you are.
Because that's what you do.
Some of you have even gone to past life readers. I love these sessions. I call them self-congratulatory. It's true, I've been this and I've been that. I've gone all the way back to Lemuria. I don't have to come back, really, do I? What does it say in my auric field and my energy? Does it say I'm coming back or not?
Sometimes the reader will tell you the truth and sometimes they won't. You're coming back. Oh, why wouldn't you? With all of what you in 3D would call training,
with the light that you carry, with all that you've gone through to get to this place, I'll tell you, when you come back, that's when you awaken. You awaken with everything you've learned through all the lifetimes on the planet, and you keep going. You don't have to learn it again.
Shaman, so why not?
And what it does for the planet, for Gaia,
is astonishing. Wherever you walk, Gaia knows. You leave energy and imprints, whatever you do. Layer 6.
Prayer and communication. Prayer and communication. Look at how it might be used with the other layers. Look at its use again with number three. Ascension with prayer and communication. That's a six and a three. And that is a nine. And nine in numerological terms means completion. Now you're starting to get a picture of the groupings talking to one another. The second grouping, four, five, and six, the human divinity group. When one talks to the other group, magic happens. New beginnings, completions. It's complicated, you know. Isn't it beautiful? And that's only half of them. Isn't it beautiful? When we see you, we marvel at the DNA. Not just the perfectness of it, but the divinity. So odd yet to us that your duality keeps you from seeing any of these things until you start to open the door and discover it. That'd be nice to do tonight, wouldn't it? Just barely crack that door open. Find out what that life lesson is. Discover the ascension layer and let it talk to the prayer and communication layer. Start a completion, a circle of energy that will never stop. It will make you start to feel like the master you are. Seven and eight. My favorites. The Lemurian layers. Now, seven, eight, and nine are the Lemurian package. But 7 and 8 are distinctive for another reason. I don't know where to start. 7 is revealed divinity. A simple name. This was the high technology of the Lemurians. They didn't have microscopes. They didn't have telescopes. They didn't have any high-tech anything like you think of high-tech. They didn't have any computers. They didn't need them. Because they had a connection to a dimensional perspective that you do not. Some say they had an extra sense. No, they didn't. They had an extra dimension placed upon them. So that they knew at some level they were in a quantum state with everything else. And this means they had knowledge of everything. They knew about the solar system. They had the micro and the macro, inside, intuitive, because they had an activated layer 7. Something you've lost. The activation is what you lost, but 7 is still there. That's what the Lemurians would love you to discover. And you can start to become more interdimensional, even in your combinations with some of the other layers and some of the numbers that are there. The Lemurian name, Hoa, Yai Maru. Hoa, Yai Maru. Now we have spoken of the Master Yai before, and he is here. And we have identified him yet many times as the good doctor who dances. The doctor before you who has the interdimensional tools that are very Lemurian is using your high technology in order to facilitate what he knows intuitively. But look at the name of layer 7 in Lemurian, Hoa, Yai,
Maru. His name is in the middle. Why is that, you might say? You'll know more when I give you the meaning and the Lemurian name of Layer 8.
Layer 8 is wisdom and responsibility. It is a pair with 7.
Revealed divinity and wisdom and responsibility. You see, they have to come together. They're a circle. You don't have one without the other. Masters don't abuse their power. They can't. Because these two things come as a package. The Lemurian name of Layer 8 is Aki Yai Fractus. Aki Yai Fractus. Layer 8 is the Akashic record of the human being. It is the master record.
Aki Yai Fractus. And the word in the middle is Yai yet again, and it means
master.
And that is why the human being that sits here, which we identify as the Lemurian Yai, the one who lived many, many years beyond the others, the one whose name was sung in rhyme and celebrated for extra life, was called master. So his name is a common word in Lemurian.
Now let me just take you to the rest of the story on 7 and 8. Oh, my partner, go slow. You didn't always have 7 and 8. 7 and 8 was delivered to you even before the Lemurians. Esoteric, unprovable, the truth, by intelligent design at the right moment. Those brothers and sisters you call Pleiadians came to this place and interrupted your DNA evolution and gave you 7 and 8. Directly from the Pleiadians.
An interesting thing, psychically, when you go and look at the Lemurian features, there is a disturbance in your perception. My partner is having trouble describing this.
Let me tell you. Here is the truth. Do any of those names sound familiar? Hoa, Yai, Maru. What language might that sound like? Sounds a little Hawaiian, doesn't it? Well, get ready for this. The Lemurians were people of color. They were all Polynesian.
And you might say, well, yes, well, we saw a psychically given drawing of the high priest of Lemuria, and he did not have Polynesian features.
He had blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, yeah, he did. And I'll tell you why. Because it takes real discernment to decipher the difference between the Pleiadians and the Lemurians, and the Pleiadians are blonde and blue-eyed. And I'll say it again. Someday, after the shift, if and when this earth is ready, those Pleiadians will come and they will land and they will get out of their vehicles and they're going to look just like you, except they've got blonde hair and blue eyes. And all the science fiction writers will be so disappointed. That's layer 7 and layer 8. Oh, there's even more.
Layer 8 is the Akashic record of all that you have ever been on this planet. It's an interdimensional record, so it also contains something else. You haven't thought of this. Your 3D says, well, the Akashic record is everyone I've ever been on the planet. Oh, yes, it is, but that's only half the story. What about who you're going to be? It's interdimensional. Remember, there's no time, there's no past, there's no present, there's no future. What are you going to do with that? Who you're scheduled to be. Now, that's a tough one. Because in your thinking process, you'll say, it hasn't happened yet. It can't be determined yet. I haven't made those free choice decisions yet. You're right. But every possible potential has been computed and is there. Masters, let me take you on a journey into the Akash, layer 8 from Pleiadians. Let me take you on a journey. I can see a peaceful earth. I can see after the shift. I can see way after 2012. And I see beauty. There is a potential for greatness. And it starts here. And you all got those layers. 7, 8, and 9 are the Lemurian package. 9, how do I say this? It almost stands alone. It's part of the Lemurian package, but it almost stands alone. Numerologically, the 9 is completion all by itself. And we've given it a name and a purpose. It's the healing layer. We called it the flame of expansion. It is the layer that the entity you call Saint Germain lives in. The Saint Germain layer, the violet flame, the flame of expansion, this layer. Oh, it's so important. Let me tell you about this. Oh, it's so beautiful. Layer 9. It is the layer. How do you explain this? Go slow, my partner. Interdimensionally, this layer touches every strand of the cosmic lattice. It's like the antenna of your DNA. Always connected to the lattice, always connected. And it's listening to the tunes. And it's waiting for something, always connected. The antenna is waiting for a transmission from you that fits the tune it wants to hear. You've heard of the EMF balancing technique. I want to tell you the truth. A profound, systematic, planned, thought out orchestra of tunes that talk to layer 7. And the tendrils that will go out and touch and harmonize and come together will speak the transmission of balance and of healing. And number 9 talks to all of the rest of them, even the God layer. My partner can't really describe this to you.
Yahi, who sits in the audience, has a device given to him through intuitive knowledge as a Lemurian, with help from other Earth scientists, that has created interdimensional energy that, when presented to DNA, creates what we will call self-diagnostic action.
The DNA looks at the biology. One layer talks to another, and it starts to diagnose itself in its cellular level, at the protein level, and it starts to make shifts on its own for health, for healing, for rejuvenation. And I would like to tell you, that's all layer 7. The antenna is being talked to. And there are many ways of talking to that layer, and it can be through high-tech laser energy. It can be through consciousness of the human being. There are many ways to speak to it. It can be generic, it can be specific, but it's all through layer 9, the healing layer. 7 is one we keep bringing up as so important. They're hard to take apart. Hard to take apart. We think of 7, 8, and 9, all, if you wish to know, as the healing layer, for they are the Pleiadian influence. But 9, it stands alone. 9 is the one that's connected to the lattice. 7 is its partner. Oh, that's not even accurate. My partner gropes for good explanation for what I show him in an interdimensional way. So we will simply return to say it is 9. 10 we gave you. We start a new package with 10, 11, and 12. 10 was given to you last year. Source of divine essence was what my partner said. And then he said 10, 11, and 12. They go together. They can't be separated. He didn't give you 11 and 12. Source of divine essence. What could that mean? Very difficult to explain until I give you the rest of them. These last three we're going to call the God layers. Layer 10, not much was said about it. Look at the numerological aspects of 10, yet again, new beginnings. So you already know that there's something special about it. But think what 11 must be. Oh, what is that 11? What is that 11? Hakma Miha. Hallelujah. Hachma Miha. Hallelujah. When I tell you what it means, this is going to start to paint a picture we've never painted before. But you heard a little bit of it from my laddie friend. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what it is. 3 words. Wise, divine, feminine. Now, do not misinterpret this. It has nothing to do with goddess energy. Men, don't be afraid. It has nothing to do with male and female. Your bodies or your minds. I'll tell you what it has to do with. It has to do with mother. Mother. There must be a balance in all things. And all those who build churches know it. And some even invent things to create it. There must be a balance. And it isn't necessarily masculine and feminine. I will tell you, it has to be mother. Mother must be there. The nurturer. Oh, think about mother for a moment. The love of the mother. The one in here with a small child. Oh, dear. Don't you just love that little one? Would you just do anything for that little one? As she looks into your eyes with your own biology. Strong family, that's mother. And that's gotta be here. And it hasn't been for a very long time, has it? That's mother.
Even the church realizes it. Look at one of the largest churches on earth, and we're going to look at that in a moment, because it has to do with a revelation that you've never heard here. The Catholic priests have decided that celibacy is the way of it. There's nothing wrong with that, for that is an honoring of a relationship with God with no distractions. But you'd say, well, where is the balance? And I'll tell you, in their religion, it's Mother Mary. And they worship her. It's not just Christ's vicar. It's not just the Pope. It's not just Christ. It's Mother Mary, Mother of God. Pope John Paul II loved Mother Mary to the degree that one of his dying wishes, I'll tell you this, I'll reveal this, could not be implemented in this time, and he knew it, and he was sorrowful because of it. He would love to have seen female priests. But he had those under him, one of whom is the Pope today, who said, you can't do that because it interrupts all of the history of what we teach. Pope John Paul II, a little more than what you thought, and a Lemurian. You know what he wanted? Peace on earth. Peace on earth. That's layer 11. Look at the 11. It is the age of the 11. Kryon's number is 11. What you see on the clocks is wisdom of the divine feminine. Get in touch with that mother energy. Women, you need it too. Men, you need it too. It tempers your judgment and softens your heart. Watch the leaders of the countries of the earth become softer. That's part of the great shift. It will happen with light workers like you. El Shaddai is number 12, and I've just got one word for it. It's the God layer.
El Shaddai. There's got to be a God layer. Simple. Number 1 is the biological layer, all the way down to number 12 is a God layer. Now listen, 1, 2, and 3, the grounding layers. 4, 5, and 6, human divinity. 7, 8, and 9, Lemurian. 10, 11, 12, the God layers. There's a code here. Everybody wants a code. So I'll give it to you.
I'm going to do something we rarely do. I would like to talk about Christ. Jesus the Jew. There are many here who are listening. There are many here who are reading. There are many here in person. This message will go far beyond this room. And I'm going to speak to the Jews, as I often do. Jew, you're not going to like this message, because your tradition and your teaching says to dismiss this name. You don't have anything to do with it. For he is not one of you. And I will tell you, that is so misinformed. He is you.
Jesus the Jew. He was a Jewish priest. He was followed by Jews. He taught to Jews. He was born in the Jewish area. He would have, if allowed to, given you the next piece of your profound tradition. But he was not able to because the Romans interrupted it. Those who tore down your temples, one of many races who would like to eliminate you from earth, they came close. They eliminated your next master. Jewish. He was the commensurate Kabbalist. He was the mystic. He wanted to tell you the rest. He wanted to tell you about the magnificence of your DNA. That's who he was. And you threw him away. And there's nothing I can do to change your mind. Your traditions are your traditions, and your teachings are your teachings. Now, let me ask you, just how profound is it? Can you get past it? Can you open the door just a little bit to say, whoa, I never thought of it that way. He's not a competing religion. He's the greatest Jewish master who ever lived. Priest. Jewish priest. The Jews even named him the evil priest. And they called him that to his face because he dared to change your traditions to make it just a little bit better. Now, what did happen is history. You all know him. The surge in Christianity over the hundreds of years created what you see today. Oh, but there's a story here. For many years, think of this, your priests in the Catholic Church were also your governors. Those officials who make the laws were also the priests. Those who would control the taxes were also your priests. And this human nature, should it never happen again, is what changed everything. For the words of the Master, originally given to you, that said there's divinity inside, why don't you just look? The powers inside, why don't you just look, became changed. Oh, there are so many beautiful stories of Jesus the Master as he walked on this planet, this Jewish man. Look at the stories. When he told Peter he could walk on the water, Peter did. By himself. That's real. He said, Peter, you have power. You got mastery just like I. You can be just like me. He says, I'm the Son of God, he said, and you can be just like me. That was his message. Mastery. Inside. Now, where did you hear that from the church? You don't, do you? Oh, I'm going to step on some toes. It's not because I'm here to bash any belief system, but it's time for you to hear this because it's part of the great shift. It's part of the end time scenario, and I'll explain it very clearly. The information is this: there is an anti-Christ number and information, and you know what it is. Beware of the beast, they say. The 666. Anti-Christ. The 666. And they said, it's upon you in the end days, they said. Beware of it. Who is they exactly? I'll tell you. The they is the governors, who are the priests. In your own country, there was a fervor about the social security number, a way in keeping track of you. That has to be the mark of the beast, they said. Well, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Every time the government does something to identify you, it's the mark of the beast. See? Has to be, has to be.
That's a fearful thing, isn't it? Light workers. Lighthouses. Don't look at it that way. I've got news for you. Oh, this is far different than anyone ever thought. What is it the church is afraid of? I give you one word. Mastery. What if you were all like Christ? Well, you are. The 666 is human DNA. And I'll show it to you right now. It's not anti-Christ. It's anti-church. Layers 1, 2, and 3, add them up. The first grouping adds to 6. There's the first 6. Layer 2, 3, and 4, add them up. That's the second 6 layers. Seven, eight, and nine. Add them up. Numerologically, it's a 6. There's your 666. And the last set, the God set, add it up. It's a 33. And in numerological terms, 33 is Christ. The 666 with the Christ tag. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of you. And it's not anti-Christ. Mastery. This information, when it gets anywhere on the planet, will be attacked and assaulted. It already has been. Ask Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. Ask her what happens when you teach mastery in foreign lands. When you hold your integrity to its highest level and they turn on you. And she's still here and she's still teaching it and she's still centered and she still holds her own. That's what happens when you teach mastery, my friends. We'll get used to it. There will be those who will shun you because you've got the mark of the beast. Mastery in your DNA. You're opening the door. You're starting to reveal the divine feminine. You're starting to heal yourself. You're starting to live longer. Mastery is yours. You're starting to develop the cosmic lattice. Layer 9 stands up and does its job and listens. And here's the tune that, if you want to say, heaven is playing for it. And there'll be those who walk from you because they think you're evil. And that is in prophecy. But it isn't what you think, is it? Isn't grand it is. What are you going to do about it? Now, do you see how the esoteric becomes practical? Crying, I can't remember any of those things that you've said today. You don't really have to. They're intuitively built in. You can't unknow them. You can't unknow them. And those of you who are slowly awakening to your interdimensionality are starting to understand. And in the process of becoming interdimensional and activating these DNA parts and pieces, a light starts to develop in you, which we metaphorically have always called the light worker. Lemurian. Those in the mountain who sit among you. If you even want to use that phrase, for interdimensionally there is no sitting, there is no place, there is no time. These Lemurians who crowd into this place, who sit next to you here, if you want to use that term, are begging you for discovery, to open the door. You really want to see a shift? How about it starts here in Shasta? Slowly it descends to the places that y'all call home. And there's so few of you who live here. My partner was told to hold these meetings in these kinds of places where locals don't necessarily attend and where the others have to travel long distances to get here. Maybe you're starting to understand the reason why these meetings are held in these kinds of places. It's so that you'll all go home to faraway areas and take the light and the mastery and the discovery that you had here, and you'll spread it. Holding the light isn't that hard. You got an angel next to you. You understand angels. You may not be able to take a Lemurian home, but you can take an angel home. Oh, why not take a Lemurian too? They'll talk to you tonight with their disco ball. You think I'm kidding, don't you? Oh, precious one, we've given you information tonight you may or may not be able to digest. Let's just make it simple. Inside of you, there's more than you think. And it's divine. And it's godly and it's beautiful. It'll keep you living longer. It'll make you peaceful in times of challenge. And it'll prepare your planet for the great shift. One by one, human beings changing. Because it is your lineage as Lemurians to open the door. Lemurians talking to Lemurians. That's a great concept. That's the discovery of the day. And that's what we've wanted to tell you this night. We've wanted to tell you for so long, but the energy just had to be right. And it is. And it is. What are you going to do about it? Perhaps there'll be a moment tonight where you'd sit under the stars and say, God, is this real? And let God answer and feel it. You're never alone. And so it is.